Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
My dad's got us on a family thread where he's like constantly updating us.
WhatsApp?
Yeah, WhatsApp.
It's like, free.
It's free. He's cheap still. So he's constantly giving us free advice through free app.
You just save the money to buy the sanitizer.
Unencrypted.
Everybody can get on.
So he says, I will yes and you all day.
I love
but
that.
You and sexuality do not mix.
Oh, it's just a condom
okay,
joke.
Yeah, I'm just saying, but that's sex. You know, that's what happens.
You might be a little oversensitive on that. That's just a good punchline.
It's like you're it's like my dad making that joke. There's nothing sexy about you, I'm saying.
All where right. do you think you came from?
Yeah.
Oh no.
There was no condom there.
No. Or a faulty one.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Implicit trust, Oscar. That's what the show's built on.
Oh, my God. Only implicit trust.
And when you come in and you say you've got a vignette, I shuffle all things aside.
I've got a vignette.
I don't even want to tell you about the yellow tube. I'm not going to tell you about the health crisis. We're going to jump into your vignette.
You know what? It's a nice front saw, and I appreciate that.
Nice. Go, baby. Go.
First, you see I'm wearing my NASA kit.
Yeah, what time do you lift off, Commander?
I said, I know I have something that is festive and fun for a Friday.
Well, I want you to know that is really what makes me have fun on a Friday is when you come in wearing a NASA pullover.
Well, I'm not wearing a jacket and
one of
and
your tiny sport jackets.
They never used to be tiny; just gained some weight.
The jackets haven't changed.
Yeah,
the jacket
that's me. it's Puffy Oscar. This early March. Hopefully, I'll get out of that by the end of March.
In like a lion.
Yes, a tiger mom never changes her stripes. And I'll tell you why.
Okay. I think it's just a tiger cannot change its stripes. Or no, a leopard cannot change its spots is what it is.
Okay. My colloquialisms come from Bolivia.
That's even worse.
Yeah, it's true.
Right?
Okay. Well, okay. So you're unchanging.
I'll tell you, a tiger mom doesn't change her stripes. Thank you. Now we're cooking with gas.
Right.
Yeah.
Painting with sound.
Boom, bam.
Right. So what is not changing?
So one, my mom didn't buy me this. This, if you're watching at home.
Now you're painting with sound.
I'm wearing a 1980s NASA pullover.
Right.
Vintage.
So it is from the 80s. It's not a throwback.
I thought it was from the 80s.
Okay.
Until I bought it online when we were celebrating space, I think maybe a year or two ago.
Right.
Something happened. I don't know if the Hubble telescope was coming back down or, the moon landing.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I got swept up.
Mm-hmm.
So look at this guy. I'm like, NASA, yay.
You care to stand and spin for our viewers?
Thank you.
Maddie, prepare the shot.
Woo.
There he is. Look at that. You know, it's really nice. It is very nice. Is that a pocket in the front?
Pocket in the front.
That's great. You can put moon rocks in there, space ice cream. All the stuff you buy at the Air and Space
Museum. Astro pen.
I would say.
Moon pies?
No less than probably $130.
Well, because it's vintage. And you know what? I will say this. It looks to be in near mint condition.
Right?
Yeah.
It looked like it was in plastic.
Right.
So I went and walked around, hung out, said, this is great. The Apollo 50.
So when they did that thing, that launch on the monument, the projection launch on them, did you wear that?
Too hot.
It was too hot.
Too hot to wear this.
But you thought about
it. But I had it.
It inspired it.
I was ready for it.
Right on.
I was ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
Find out they sell things at TJ Maxx for $19.99.
Oh, no. So even though it's adorned with all the stickers and the patches all say 1980.
Yes.
It's not from 1980.
So Rube of Rubes.
Yes.
I look at my closet again. I said, I know why I never wore that. It's because I paid too much for it.
Right. You overpaid. Right.
So which leads me to this next story, which I go into my Amazon cart. I said, this is last night. What else did I pay for? I, like every other Rube in America, bought the N95 masks, the seal around your face.
Sure.
I had masks that were given to us because my brother and sister had some.
Right.
But,
and it was just about a year ago that a sick Dirk Vastrick came in and brought masks as well.
Yes, yes. But I would say roughly a month and a half ago, I bought masks.
Right.
And in my queue, if you look into my Amazon cart, it says, and again, I know, Walmart, I get it. They just didn't have it.
Right.
I said Amazon will get it to be faster. They didn't because it's supposed to be arriving around April 25th.
Perhaps by not calling attention to it, you'd do best just to move on.
Yeah. But I call attention when you do it as well. And thank you, Mac, just joined us. You're late. So I would say that that's going to be fun.
Can't win for losing.
It's
going to
be fun later on the show.
Yeah.
I think it's time we address the new normal.
Okay.
Where this coronavirus situation.
Yes.
Friday, what is it, March 8th?
No, today is the 6th.
6th? Oh, yeah, I'm flashing forward in time.
Sunday is the 8th, my birthday.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Yay, March babies!
Yay, March
baby!
Pisces and Aries getting it done.
Try and get you something. So
please don't.
Okay. Then no pressure for me.
Yeah, you know but next year you have to because it's 50 next year.
Gotcha.
Nifty we're only doing milestone birthdays.
Big birthdays.
Right.
What I would say is that this is our new norm, people. The sooner that we agree to really take this on and understand that there's only so much we can do. And by the way, my apologies to Rob Spiewak about the 70%. Were you willy-nilly throwing that out?
It happens. You know what?
You were right. We were wrong. And we were jerks about it. I really believe that the sooner we make this a norm.
Yes.
And
because it certainly ain't going away.
As I canceled that order that was coming April 27th.
Yes.
That I was paying $125 for 10 masks.
Seems a little pricey.
Don't know why or how. It was one of those like hazy, like I'm in Maui. Maybe they'll come before I get back.
Retro masks.
Yeah, they're forever, right?
Yeah, they're moon masks.
Don't fall into this hype. There are too many people paying $12 for a bottle that should cost $2 of Purell.
I was going to bring this up later, but do you know what's happening on Florida Avenue right here in our United States, Washington,
D.C.? I'm not going to read ahead, but please tell everybody.
A pop-up store, a coronavirus pop-up store. And here's what they're doing. It's owned by the lady who has the store next door, which, by the way, sells hair extensions and weaves.
Yeah.
So if you really want the...
Which is a lucrative business, by the way.
It's fine. By the way, probably I'm one of their target
people.
You watch
the show Power.
Yes.
It's a cash business.
But she's saying on the news, come in and get all of the information from the CDC. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. And we also have hand sanitizer and masks. So this is what's going on. They're sticking it to you based on the fact that, oh, yeah, she's making herself look good because a lady who sells hair extensions is reading the press releases.
This Rube jacket, this NASA jacket, is a reflection of the nation of rubes that we are.
Well, you get caught up in hype.
And hype. Yeah. Now, the hype, this is what is true. These are the facts that this is a pandemic. It is going to touch all of us in one way or another. God willing.
By the way, congratulations to Montgomery County.
I saw that.
Yes, three cases found in Montgomery County.
A couple, you know, a couple in their 60s and 70s and a 50-year-old individual. Know this, my dad's in Bolivia. So we are okay. The Santanas.
Oh, good.
Like, I'm just saying it's not them.
Oh, I know. Oh,
a couple would have to be two people.
Because you have a
my
home.
Father's in Bolivia.
You have a home in Montgomery County.
Yeah.
But it's nice to know that it's spreading.
I'm just letting you know that my father's in Bolivia, so it's not us.
No, but it is an affluent suburb that's real close to us.
Real close to us. And I was in Montgomery County. But but I also was in California.
The Allvilles are staying home today.
But I guess my point being is what after getting off the horn with my old man, who, by the way, talk about not understanding what your parents do for a living for a long time, then getting older and respecting it.
Right.
But never really needing it.
Until
now.
Right.
30 years that the World Health Organization will do something for you when there's a pandemic.
Sure.
And when he was going and battling cholera or mudslides or earthquakes and dealing with infectious diseases around the world.
The worst things are the infected mudslides.
Dad,
they're the worst.
I missed you at graduation, but you're saving random people's lives.
Hey, it's all about priorities.
And I probably had like some sort of deep ingrained resentment. I'm like, what about us?
Yeah.
No, thank you. Because now I get a direct pipeline to information.
Right.
And my father is currently serving with the Ministry of Health in Bolivia, which I think my dad is doing the best they can for if and when it arrives to South America in that manner, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I would say this is really meant to, all jokes aside, of me buying overpriced new / 80s hoodies.
Right.
Your mask, your hand sanitizer, all of that, really just do what you can.
Now,
wash your hands, clean surfaces, be respectful of others. You're going to find people within your life, like no joke,
right,
touched by this. The sooner we make it a norm, the better and more accepting we're going to be of when it hits our cocoon.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. And I would say that we need to be aware and just stay ahead of it as best we can. When you talk about the rubes that get swept up, I can almost understand buying hand sanitizer and masks.
Of course.
Why are people hoarding toilet paper?
Well, people are buying water.
Yeah, why?
They're not going to turn off the water.
Well, why? They're thirsty people.
stay hydrated. But well, I mean, but it's like blizzard levels in the stores where they're hoarding the stuff.
Let's be fair as well. It doesn't help what's going on social media. All the posts,
right?
And like, let's Mac to join us here in studio. Thank you for joining us, Mac. We probably won't talk to you the entire program, but it's nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Okay.
Wait a second. Let me gauge your panic on a percentage. What is the percentage that you are panicked? 100% being full blown panic. What is your percentage of coronavirus panic?
I would say 10%.
Yeah. This is the wrong man to talk to.
It always is.
He didn't go to college for 2 years. He spent most of his time watching YouTube videos in the parking lot of a grocery store.
But don't you understand? Sometimes I drink to excess. I know it's bad for me.
Yes.
I also ask him questions. Yeah, I know it's bad
for
the show.
It's great for it. This is, I thought I'd never say this.
Yeah.
If you're at Mac level of concern.
Yes.
10%.
10.
Maybe too low. But better than 150%.
He's not hoarding toilet paper.
No. So.
Never has.
This self-incubation, this staying at home if you're sick.
Yeah.
All of this. And you're listening to us on March
6th.
6th.
Still the 6th.
Friday.
Right.
Just take a deep breath.
Yes.
And know that this is it's going to happen. It's our new normal.
Right.
And we're going to survive it. It's going to be okay.
Are you amazed the way it's affected so many facets of society?
I'm amazed that in 5 days, my entire outlook on this has completely changed.
Yeah.
Now, I get a better perspective because, again, I have this direct pipeline to my father, who has been doing this for 30 years plus around the world. And he continues to triple down on, if you're going to be anywhere, the infrastructure in this country,
mm-hmm.
while not perfect, is as prepared as it can be for something like this. Now, if you look at the politicization of whether you're on either side of the aisle, of weaponizing this as talking points,
right?
Forget all that noise.
Mm-hmm.
We are together as humanity going to fight this, and we're going to win. But realistically, if you are in the States,
right,
we're going to be okay.
Can I throw you a few coronavirus stats?
Please.
That these are just, this will help people gauge where we're at.
Is this the most scientific outfit I could have worn?
It's very scientific. Right? Well, it's also germ repellent.
It is. I'm wearing two hoodies today.
Give it another one of the squeaks.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah. That's the sound of none virus right there.
Oh,
there
but there's an Italian flag on that sleeve there.
Oh, that's true. Mm-hmm. Might want to peel that off.
Somebody get some duct tape.
So, Oscar, 40% of Americans in a survey taken yesterday said that people that are in quarantine should be forced to wear GPS tracking bracelets.
Mm.
Mm. Why?
Why?
Because they don't trust the whole notion of the fact that even though we're all going to be touched
mm-hmm.
by this,
mm-hmm.
everyone seems to agree that the symptoms are likely going to be mild.
Yes.
And so just by quarantining and washing our hands, we really can stay ahead of it. Now, Tito's has issued great vodka Tito's.
Yeah.
Has issued a press release saying, do not make your own homemade hand sanitizer out of Tito's
saw
vodka.
Saw that recipe pulled through my feed.
Good housekeeping, right?
It was just somebody had copied and pasted on their feed.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I said, I don't know if it's good or bad for Tito's.
Well, it's not great because really hand sanitizer to work, the alcohol content has to be at 60% and most vodka's at 40%.
Yeah, but what bump did they see?
Probably a lot.
Because I was like, well, if you don't wash your hands with it, with that recipe, maybe you drink it.
Well, I've never seen an olive get a virus. That's for sure.
Right.
But also it says here they don't want to waste vodka, which I think is a very noble cause.
So what's fantastic about this conversation, I don't know how open people are talking about this.
Right.
I guess our platform to do so is, look, I'm not a doctor. I'm simply following guidelines from a professional who happens to be my father.
Right.
The CDC saying the same thing. You're hearing a lot of echoes. Don't fall into this hype. If it's politicized, do not make this or the people in your life or your neighbor or anybody else that gets this, do not ostracize them.
No, absolutely not.
This is something we'll get through sooner than later. And the sooner we start having this conversation, the better.
Did you know that condom sales are through the roof because people are buying condoms to put on their fingers to touch things like elevator buttons?
Yeah, I could see that.
On the bright side, the elevator buttons have had increased pleasure.
See, this is where we go wrong.
No.
You can't do.
If you don't laugh, you cry.
But you can't do these. This is. I'm just letting you know up front.
Okay.
I will yes and you all day.
I love
that. You and sexuality do not mix.
Oh, it's just a condom joke.
I'm just saying. But that's sex. That's sex. That's what happens.
You might be a little oversensitive on that. That's just a good punchline.
It's like it's like my dad making that joke. There's nothing sexy about you, I'm saying.
All where right. do you think you came from?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
There was no condom there?
No. Or a faulty one.
Now, so true, very true.
Did you know the country's biggest health and fitness expo was scheduled for this weekend? Do you know who is the chair of it, the guy who runs it?
No, I don't.
Arnold.
Oh, Arnold.
Arnold Schwarzenegger has his sports festival this weekend in Ohio, and they've canceled it because of the, and I think that's wise.
Yeah, I think eventually we're going to have to get past this. Quite frankly, I really believe that you have to control this outbreak. But I really, really am in the 4 days now that we go to Friday from you dropping the 70%.
Right.
I really am on the other side where I'm like, we just have to embrace this thing and know we're going to roll past it.
Yeah, get it over with.
The thing that I don't know that you can really get over a pandemic.
You get through the situation, get through the panic.
Right, the panic, sure. Yeah. But I mean, it's not like we can just get over not being aware
of
it.
I'm not past I have all this information. This is my, the lens I'm looking this through.
Uh-huh.
I have doctors in my family. I'm lucky that they made that effort and they gave me all this advice when we traveled.
Right. I have salesmen in my family. Yeah, they're saying buy masks.
So I have direct questions. And then I didn't. My dad's got us on a family thread where he's like constantly updating us.
WhatsApp?
Yeah, WhatsApp.
It's like, free.
It's free. He's cheap still. So he's constantly giving us free advice through free app.
You just save the money to buy the sanitizer.
Unencrypted.
Everybody can get on.
So he says, so if I'm buying masks for $125 for 10 masks.
Uh-huh.
And I'm educated. I have a direct line of like, hey, don't freak out.
Right.
Then what are people doing?
Oh, then there are people that are like mortgaging their houses.
So if you're listening to the show right now and you've done this, I don't begrudge you. I'm just saying I understand where you're coming from. But the sooner that we normalize this, the better we're all going to be. Now, if you've got a month of supplies at home because you might have to self-quarantine or you just want to take the extra precaution because you might be in this segment of the population that is of high risk of you have breathing issue, underlying compromised respiratory issues, then I get that. Like, you may just want to work from home for a while.
Yeah, plan ahead.
If you've got companies like Microsoft, Amazon, and Facebook, it was one other guy in Seattle working from home. This is as of yesterday's news. Everybody on the Seattle campus working from home. Then I mean, I get that. Mm-hmm. If you can do that. We have our own contingencies here at work that we've already addressed
Absolutely,
yesterday.
Yeah, we were
about
overdrive
about
yesterday.
How we're going to address this and
no
make
kissing
this a new norm.
Here and anymore, we've put a quarantine on kissing at Podcast Village, only when necessary.
That is not. See, this is where you're going sideways. I'm just being honest here.
Okay. The one other thing I wanted to bring up, don't think, I mean, we talk all about how it is.
How do you talk to your kids about it?
I've told them, I came home yesterday and I said, Robert, when's the last time you washed your hands? He said, I just did. I said, you will wash your hands on the hour. Do this.
Yeah,
stay
ahead of it. Give me your perspective because I get a direct line to my, like I talk to Shan, she hears me talking to my dad.
Right.
Like, what is there, Are they the max of the world where they're at 10% of this?
No, no, no. I think he's well aware of it. He's talking about it. Okay. He's talking about there's jerks at school, he says, that are not washing their hands. They're not taking it seriously. I said, you know
how
what?
How does he know that?
Because he talked. He said,
they're walking around with like pudding on their hands?
He said, there's a guy in German class that's bragging that he's not washing his hands. I said, give him all the distance in the world. Do not trust him. He thinks he's cool, but he's not. So, yeah, they're aware of it. They know what's going on.
What about Carrie?
Carrie, we actually, I was going to discuss this in a little bit, we had to make a contingency plan for this weekend. It's a long story that I don't want to get into just yet, but we will. The one thing, we've seen it really, really affect the economy because the worldwide panic. But the thing that really flipped me out, and this is really weird, they postponed the release of the bond picture from April to Thanksgiving because they can't do any international marketing. But here's the funny thing. Daniel Craig, pre-scheduled, is still going to host Saturday Night Live this weekend to promote a movie that's coming out in Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so that's I guess, the most like Hollywood social, I guess, social side of, like, I can't believe this is still happening.
That was
the entertainment
thing,
world still has to move along.
That was
right?
A thing that, I mean, all of these other things are shocking and they're sobering, yes, and they're making you take away. But this was one that really made me say, wow, they're moving entire entertainment schedules of huge blockbusters based on this. So, I mean, I'm not trying to equate going to a movie to, you know, living your life.
This is your
but
world.
It's huge. Yeah. It's huge to
like,
me.
The idea, who's the guy that you love that is wacky that I hate? That
Jerry Lewis?
Away? Yeah, Jerry Lewis.
Uh-huh.
So Jerry is probably canceling shows if he's still around, right?
Well, Jerry might have been patient zero. Who knows?
So, but that's like that's
with the coughing and
that's
the sneezing.
That weird deal where you're like, okay, Mac, I'm not going to put you on the spot about work because I'm sure that you guys have your own contingency issues. But what are you doing at home? Like, how are your parents talking about this? What's the story? Do they even talk to you?
My parents haven't really talked about it. Okay. The main person in
they
the family
are more concerned about rent with you.
The person who typically is most talking about is my brother.
Oh, the tennis pro?
The tennis pro, yes.
You want to definitely wash that racket.
He's always been very hypersensitive to any like national news or type
way,
like that.
You sound great on that mic.
Doesn't
Thank
he?
You. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Banging.
Well, I think someone's growing up.
Look at you. Mm-hmm. You're like a broadcaster.
Mac Walker.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I made the
Mac Pardo
the mistake of telling my brother there is a 7% mortality rate for the coronavirus.
Why would you? Because
I saw it's 0.7.
Yeah.
I was at dinner.
One pony, what's it like to miss it by one digit?
Yeah. Big time.
Yeah.
And that flipped him out for a week.
I guess so.
So was it a text? You're like, hey, I just need 7%.
No, we were at actually my birthday dinner.
Oh, Red Lobster. Red Lobster.
Yeah.
Did you drop that bomb on him?
Yeah. At Red Lobster.
Yeah.
Can Dead you pass lobster. Me
cheese biscuit?
Yeah. Pass me that cheese biscuit. 7%, man, by the way.
Use the tongs, but pass me
Good
the cheese
Good luck with your classes.
I'd probably steer clear of the salad bar.
Did he call you after and say, hey, Mac, it's not 7%. At that point, it was.
I corrected myself later on in the evening when I did text him and said, hey, it's 0.7, not 7.
Okay.
You'll be fine.
Yeah. And since then, it's fluctuated up to 3.4.
There's a lot of standard deviation, but it's
still
especially high in Mac's
out, right?
family.
Yeah.
Very high in Mac's family. And of course, don't forget, Oscar, the biggest advice that is going to keep us safe is do not touch your face.
I don't buy this.
Are you also on Saturday Night Live this weekend
from the prep service?
Yeah,
are they making like? Are there's a lot of is there shtick about this?
The shtick has dried up. They were real shticky about a week ago. That's when they did the My Corona parody record that had the coughing and the sneezing. Mm-hmm. And I said, this is not okay. Even if this is, and I'll say this phrase, a lighthearted pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
No, this is not okay. And they are, even the DJs are backing off now, which is good, I think, because there's a lot of guys named, you know, Kyle and Squirt and Weezer that are all across radio stations that are called like The Bear that are wanting to make this into something funny because it's only the people that are talking about, but you can't because it's way too serious.
Bone Bone, you talk to your mom or your brothers about this?
I've talked to my mom and I've told her, you know, just stay inside. Don't get sick. I mean, there's really nothing else you can do other than just say.
And how about the three most important words? I love you.
I love you, Mom.
Yes,
yeah, but you told your mom to stay inside, don't get sick?
Well, that's what he does.
Not in so many words, but we've talked about him. He said, we're just being careful.
That's all you do.
We're being careful.
Yeah, but you stay inside.
Well, I mean, that's by choice.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He stays inside,
nothing
not,
to do with
not touching his face.
I just don't like
so,
people.
Fair. Maddie, what do you got going on with your bow?
Well, For us, it's more just a standard, you know, washing your hands more, keeping everything clean. But my sister's boyfriend is actually in a MD-PhD program for viruses.
Medical doctor.
And he works in a lab, and I'm seeing him this weekend, so I got a lot of questions for him.
Got it, got
I'll
it.
I'll report back.
Thank
report
you.
Back.
Yes, come back.
But the mayor hasn't called with like an SOS.
No, not yet, but I'm like, he's old. What am I going to do?
Wait, rewind a second. Old for a 20, early 20-something?
He's 72.
Okay, that's not old.
That's young. That's young.
My dad is 80.
Okay.
I think 80 is kind 80 of, 80 is where you turn old now. 80 is
like, hey, do you have your will together?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I asked him that the other day. I said, Dad, you got everything? No.
Am I mentioned in it?
Is there another family that I need to know about?
I would love to be mentioned in your will. It's like, hi, Oscar, how you been?
No, I wanted to make sure that there wasn't going to be any surprises. Like I had like Javier, Carlos, and just like
right.
Juan.
That
showed up to the, you know.
Service. Hey, good news. The sad news is we've lost your father. The good news is he's left you 10 medical grade masks.
What? So on that note, please. Yes. Let's embrace it, educate ourselves. I'll share as much as I can. I don't want to sound like an expert. I'm not, but
just
I really
smart.
I wanted to change the narrative on this program from what it was on Monday, where we pounced on Rob,
right?
So to Wednesday when Mike went golfing, and to Friday where now we're hey, let's talk about this.
Right,
it's happening. Let's embrace it. Let's support each other.
Happy talkie. Just communicate.
Yes.
And play it smart. Play it smart.
And when you see vintage on anywhere.
Demand proof.
Walk on down to TJ Maxx. It might just be hanging there.
That's right.
Check that out.
So you glad you got that out of your system?
Got it out.
All right, let's start the show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Morning.
Who are you?
My name's Aileen. Real name's Al, but truth be told, I ain't from this planet, y'all.
Alien?
That's what they call me.
Why are you here?
I saw y'all in there. They like nice people. Thought maybe I'd bail you out. Everyone could use a little bailing out once in a while.
Why?
Why not? Come on, y'all. Why acting suspicious? Get in.
Where are we going?
Go wherever you all want.
Cotty.
Got the right idea? Come on. I'll be your chauffeur.
You can be a chauffeur.
Yeah. Y'all can play Beyonce.
You girls is different from the rest. I knew y'all was special from the moment I saw you. It's in your eyes. It's written on your faces. I want to make you happy. I want us all to fall in love. Let's cause some trouble now. Live life to the fullest. Spring break. Spring break forever.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now here's Rob.
Always nice to go from that clip into the upbeat feelings of Swing Out Sister. Nice segue there. Live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends. We're a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. If you're a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. And for our longtime friends, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word every day about TMOS from Lidgerwood, North Dakota to Sleepy Hollow, New York. Got an email from someone in Lidgerwood. Big bowling tournament this weekend. So if you can dust off your shoes, head on out. Williamsburg, Virginia to Weed, California, and from Oconto, Wisconsin to The Bottle, Alabama. TMOS is on the air and everywhere, so let's get started. A service of Cornerstone. We just talked about it.
Yes.
Rates keep dropping.
Yes.
Because people are panicking. This means you can benefit from this situation. The mortgage interest rates have now hit an 8-year low due to the coronavirus panic.
Yeah.
The average rate on a 30-year
pandemic, you save.
Yes, right. The average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage has dropped to 3.375%. So obviously, the time to act is now. In fact, applications to refinance are up 165% annually, and you don't want to miss this boat. This is a once-in-a-lifetime. For your this is the craziest statistic.
Mm-hmm.
Total household debt is nearing $14 trillion with a T, dollars, and tappable home equity reaching an all-time high. This really is the time to act. You can take cash out or save stacks of cash by securing a lower rate on the mortgage you already hold. Just call our buddy Mark Livingstone, and he really is a friend.
Shouldn't it be stacks and stacks of cash?
If you want to do that way on a feel-good Friday, stacks and stacks of D's hot cash. Call Mark Livingstone, who does not talk like that, at Cornerstone First Financial today. His number is 202-625-1221, or visit online cornerstonefirst.com. These are the guys that Mike trusted with his mortgage.
They like the economy. Buy a house.
They have our show's endorsement. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Call and see what they can do for ye. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. Now, I opened with that tape from Spring Breakers.
Spring break forever.
Because today is the first day of Julia's spring break.
Oh, I think this is actually probably for the majority of the country.
Yeah, I think
most
it
universities.
Is. I believe so. But I got my heart broken this morning.
Oh, no.
We got a text from Julia overnight. She had secured a ride and she was going to come home and I was going to see her tonight for dinner. I'm like, and it's so great.
Is it a friend or does she like have a message board or no, does it she was, take it was, it was, Peter Pan bus? What happened?
She was going to go with a friend. There's lots of people from the DC. As a matter of fact, there's four of her friends from her graduating class.
At VCU?
At VCU.
Cool.
So, I mean, that's a really nice network.
I used to get back and forth through the Friend Mule as well.
I did Friend Muling. I did a bus. I did the train once.
Mm-hmm.
This is 30 years ago. The train was steam engine.
The train is, I took the train to Franklin, Massachusetts.
I love train travel.
It was wild.
Yeah, it's great. It's really cool.
Especially late at night when you're like, oh, now we're at Trenton.
That's how we used to go back and forth.
Who's getting on here?
To WNEW.
Yeah.
And just to put that in time context, I bought myself a personal DVD player to watch movies on the train.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, it was pre-laptop.
Oh, so it must have been a fortune.
It was. Panasonic. It was hundreds of... It was stacks
of cash.
But anyway, I get a text from Julia overnight that she has fallen ill. She has flu-like symptoms. She's throwing up. Her friend...
I did not know this.
No.
Oh, my God.
And this is so bad. And her friend says, I'm not taking you in my car. I can't take you in my car. And you know what? I don't blame the friend.
College kids get sick. What are the odds she has it?
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't. Would you do it in college? Would you do it? Especially with the hype machine that's going on right now.
You know, this is what's tough. Julia is doing the right thing.
Yeah.
She's following whatever parameters are given to her.
And she is hurt. And I spoke to her this morning. I said, have you been to health services?
Yes.
She says, I don't feel up to going.
Don't
there
go.
Yet.
Don't go unless you're dying.
Yeah.
Don't go. I should highlight this, by the way. Look online, reputable sites, your CDC website. If you end up going to an emergency room, just like we would with a regular flu.
Right.
Or for something else. We're always scared of just getting sick from something else.
Mm-hmm.
Or even a doctor's office.
Right, of course.
Unless you're in dire straits, going to an emergency room, in my opinion,
chest
does
pains.
Not make sense.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It just does not make sense because at that point, Julia is unfortunately having to deal with is being sick at a young age.
And that's
she's 18, 19?
19,
right? That sucks.
That's the thing that's hardest right now because I found out. I said, "Honey, don't worry. After work, I'll be right down. I'll get you as soon as I can."
Yes. Going down.
Yeah.
Now, oh, now you can't come back to work. Now we've lost. Now we've lost the what is the tree of trust? Like the circle of trust.
Well,
tree.
But you
uprooted the tree, took it out, and then left a big hole.
Not like I'm coming back in tomorrow. I got till Monday. We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens.
Better bring a bubble.
You're the problem.
How am I a problem?
Give this man a Telos. He can do the show from home.
I will do that. I'd be pleased to do so.
Of course you would.
But pick a side.
Of all people.
Oscar, pick a side and stick to it.
I'm picking a side. I'm picking a side and saying, hey, how about you let her cool her heels?
Can't. They shut the university down for spring break. She has to come home. And she has no other opportunity to get home. So I have to go get her. And that is what, but the thing that is the worst is communicating with her because at 19, and she's always been mature, mm-hmm. You forget that this is her first time being sick away from home with no support unit. And when she sends you a text that just says, "Dad, this sucks so bad."
Oh no!
You well up. When you're. I said, "I'm going to get you as soon as I can." I'm so sorry.
There's a difference between embracing this,
right,
and being careless.
Well, I'm not going to be careless about it.
Thank you for sharing this,
right?
Because before you leave today, you have a nice pack to take home, set up at your home studio.
Beautiful.
And then we're gonna make sure he's got all the cables he needs just in case there's an issue.
And that's fine.
Be prepared, right?
I'm 100% ready
for that. I love that you're going down there to make your daughter, and I think any parent is in that place. I'm just joking around.
No, I mean, it's not even a coincidence.
Would have to go get him, right?
You have to do it. You have to, because she's hurting right now.
Is there a way to silo yourself and her once you get in your basement?
Oh, absolutely.
Like when you don't talk to, you don't even talk to Carrie, which might be an upside, or you don't talk to your son, might be an upside.
She will be, well, I'll have to talk to my son this weekend because just so you, I don't know if we told you about Robot Baby.
No.
Robert gets Robot Baby this weekend, which is the electronic Bluetooth-enabled baby that he has to take care of.
Oh, to prove keep alive.
Yeah, yeah, so we'll have a report on that on Monday.
In the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But I think right now the baby is probably still at the 5-baby charging station. Which is actually what they have at school.
Okay, so this is a real world scenario. You saw my initial reaction.
Yes.
I agree with it. But I will say this, that for you, how do you, and this is probably the second time I'm going to ask you this, and I'm thank you for not reading ahead and just sharing what's going on.
Right.
How do you calm her fears?
I said, this is, I asked her to describe her symptoms, and there is nothing respiratory about it. It's fever and it's nausea. Okay. And I said, you know, this could, and if it came on last night, I said, Julia, this could easily be food poisoning. You could be out of the woods in 12 hours.
The greatest diets around.
Absolutely. But I said, I know, and I remember what it's like. I know that right now you feel friendless and uncomfortable and sad. Just know that you take some aspirin, you drink.
And Papa's on his way.
And I'll be there as soon as I can.
And if you, I'm going to actually be jealous. If you get this thing, this bug, 24-hour bug, if it is, if you get this thing and you come back with a, maybe you just lost a fresh 10, 15.
Sure.
I kind of want that. I kind of need that.
If that were to happen, would I be able to make condom jokes because then I'd be sexy?
No.
Okay.
No, that
just
doesn't
check
work.
It. No, I'd have to lose a lot of weight.
I'm just being selfish.
I understand.
Because that's the best diet around, let me tell you.
If you want, you come visit Julia this weekend. Like,
I remember.
Head up to her bedroom just to say
hi. The last time I had food poisoning, I woke up and like, oh, I finally hit my goal weight.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
But at what price?
I'll take it. The ravaging?
So
the hurt?
What happens is
better than sit-ups.
The Kia Sorento, my beautiful car, has a beautiful third row seat.
Ooh.
So she will sit separate from me on the ride home.
That's not going to stop it. That throws her a shotgun. Not an Uber ride.
Put your hand on my shoulder.
No, I'm telling you're in too small space.
But I'm going to give that way she can also sort of, if not that, certainly the back seat where she can take a blanket and a pillow
it's
and
your
sleep.
Family. I honestly, if I'm being completely transparent, you will get a kit on the way home. But. I don't begrudge you. And if anything, you need to be, this is why this communication, this is why we're talking about this.
Sure.
It's you have to let her know that, and think about this, people. The idea that people don't want to cough or sneeze in front of people because they don't want to, there's a psychology of like, oh no, they're going to think I have something.
Right, right.
And this poor girl just wants to go home to see her parents.
Right.
She wants to be our family.
Wants
right?
to be in her bed.
Wants That's to be in her bed.
Yeah.
Is the logic behind you going to take care of her, but is fantastic. This I don't expect any less from you. But I also believe that the idea of her bringing home what she needs to possibly not go back to school and just do her telework.
Right.
Just like everybody else is doing.
Sure, sure.
It's probably important as well.
Well, she'll be
right?
She'll be home, and I imagine judging from what she said, I hope this is something brief. And also, I mean, for her, this is her spring break. I hope it doesn't ruin her spring break. I hope she gets some time to relax. She's got a lot of stuff she's dealing with down there. It'd be nice for her to have some downtime. And also got me out of hosting supper club this weekend.
I got you.
So that wins all the way around.
Just briefly, if you don't mind, Pony, can you grab Charlie Bernie and ask him if he's okay talking about what the University of Vermont's doing? Just say thumbs up or thumbs down. Because this actually dovetails into this.
Really?
We can go to break now and then come back?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Cool.
Uh-huh. I was going to say.
This is great.
It's a new flavor of ice cream or something.
We're having a real conversation, and I did not know she was sick.
Yeah, I found out this morning when I woke up.
That stinks, man.
I feel sorry. I had a tear in my eye this morning because it hurts that bad. You want to be able to do stuff for your kids. So we will take a break and back. After this, it's the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's March. There's lots to celebrate. St. Patrick's Day, the big basketball tournament, and the 2020 Olympic Games, which start in about 130 days.
But let's circle back around and have a sidebar to discuss the March item with the maximum return on investments, birthdays.
Whether you're having a boss birthday
or you're trying to keep it tight,
the perfect gift isn't in a bowl on top of a refrigerator. It's a TMOS bonus show package.
Listen, people, when you take a helicopter view of the situation, it's a synergy of TMOS leveraged with an extra hour of humor brought to the table.
All it takes is a clickety-click when you take a digital trip to MikeOmaraShow.com.
At the end of the day, you can incentivize your laughter and have a core competency of giggles with this iteration of comedy.
And you have access to the entire bonus show library. That's over 37 dozen, cousin. Because if you miss a little, you miss a lot.
And when you circle back around to use best practices, bam, you'll find the takeaway is supporting TMOX. Dark. Right, Tony?
Yeah, that's right. And that's all.
The only reason I play, I might just play the end.
It's a great crossover.
Yeah, thank you. It's good cross promotion. Charlie Burney.
Yes.
What if razors were always half price at the store? How great would that
be? I'd only shave half my face.
Well, that makes sense.
I guess
that's a silly question.
Yeah. Algebraically, that makes sense.
Obvious. Yes.
But
obvious.
That's what shaving with Aries is like. They offer premium blade refills as low as $2 each, and that's 55% less than the price of Gillette Fusion Pro Shield. And you can shave your entire
face.
Harry's doesn't inflate blade prices or add unnecessary features because they know what you want is a 100% quality guarantee. That's what you need. If you don't love your shave, you let Harry's know and they'll give you a full refund, and you can feel great about your purchase because 1% of proceeds are set aside for nonprofit organizations devoted to helping provide better access to healthcare for men and veterans. And Harry's has a special offer just for our listeners. New customers get $5 off a trial set at harrys.com/TMOS. Listen to what you get. A 5-blade razor that lasts forever. I love it. A weighted handle. Foaming shave gel that you will never turn your back on because it's the best. It's got aloe and it makes your face feel so good. And a travel cover. So join the millions of guys who have already switched and go to harrys.com/TMOS to claim your offer. Thank you, Harry's. We are joined in studio by Charlie Burney, replacing Mac McIntosh, which I call a trade-up.
Yeah, but he's still here.
I mean,
he's not really been replaced.
We're Charlie, phasing him out.
I know you're working, you're wheeling and dealing transactions and business.
Of course.
Yes. But just briefly, we got a chance to catch up yesterday, and your daughter's coming home from spring break as well, right?
Just the normal return from home today.
Yes.
7 o'clock tonight. Can't wait.
And she's at UVM?
University of Vermont. Yes. Burlington, Vermont.
Burlington!
Somebody Fish. Like Bernie somebody.
You have
Bernie,
the Colonel.
Yeah.
Do you have any fish in your system by chance?
That explains the smell. Let me see if I have any fish. The band fish.
Yes.
That's a Vermont band, right?
Yes.
Yes.
PH.
Oh,
I know
that
smell.
Kind of fish.
Yes. Yes.
He meant Swedish fish.
Or bouncing around the room, is that them as well? I don't know. Maybe. Who knows? Charlie, your daughter, if you're okay,
sure.
She called you and she said she got a hot email from the school. And I thought it was forward thinking.
Yeah.
As everybody's going to basically spring break.
Yeah.
What did it say?
Spring break plus early panic.
preparation.
Yeah. And we're all just trying to be preventative measures. And I think these are prudent preventative measures that, and I haven't heard of anything from George Mason, which is where my other son goes. My daughter goes to University of Vermont, and they have suggested that the students on departure for spring break take home essentials. In other words, if they're asked to stay home for a few weeks and not return to school, make sure you have your favorite laptop, your study guides, and maybe your teddy bear or your favorite pair of jeans or whatever.
She
is prepared to stay home. I'm prepared to love that. But
But still, I mean, that's
but
crazy
it's kind of scary. Mm-hmm. But I also think, you know, we're talking about our best practices, Oscar, here. Yeah. I also think it's best practices of the university to think that way.
Yeah, it's smart.
You know,
Harry's employed by Loudoun County, and they're
is this
starting
fish?
This is not fish.
What is this?
I think you're going to like this. This is also fitting.
Okay.
But they're doing the same thing in Loudoun County. It's called Moonlight in Vermont. In the Great American Songbook.
This is the opposite of fish.
Exactly. It's beef.
But it is calming us all down, Oscar. And we all need to calm down.
Listen, listen.
Moonlight in Vermont.
Okay.
See?
That's
nice.
Yeah.
Vermont it could be works. Bernie's theme song.
I like Bernie's
theme song. How did the conversation with your daughter go?
Yeah, well, it's very interesting because I've already mindset? Also had a conversation with my son. Okay. You know, I picked him up last night. And he's kind of Corona what?
Okay, good. Okay. He's the max of the world. That's fine.
A little bit clueless. 10%. More clueless than I thought. Isabella is, you know, completely punched in. She told me about Elizabeth Warren dropping out before I even knew yesterday, and I have the news on in the office. So she knew everything's going on. She's not worried.
You know? Okay, so she's not panicked, but but I think the proactive stance that the university is taking is probably preparing the kids in a very positive way.
Well, I think that panicked her. A little bit. And I don't know what her response was when she saw or heard first about, hey, take your teddy bears and your textbooks home.
Right. Yeah.
I think
if you got something you can't live without.
Because her initial reaction was, I'm going to call dad.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell him this because this is freaking me out a little bit.
I would have called you too because teddy bears and textbooks would be a great podcast title. <Teddy bear. laughs>
Wait, somebody license that.
Somebody get that.
I want it on a t-shirt.
Well, I think we're already front selling Friends with Work, right?
Yeah, that's our hot project.
No more this week.
Okay. Yeah. Not out yet, just in case you're looking for it. Right. This month.
Although there have been a lot of requests. Yes,
but,
go ahead.
I guess I brought you in here more to give you, because we're trying to discuss like how this is working, right? Rob's going to go save his daughter from school, probably get the stomach virus, lose a quick 10, and then we'll move on with life. But this is something that we have to discuss. It's something that needs to be talked about.
And also there is an underlying current, and here's the deal. Normally, if Julia called me and said she had a stomach virus, my entire mood would not drop. But with the sort of current that's going on in the news media right now, I can't help but think three steps ahead that what if and could this be?
Yes.
And then, you know, I mean, right away we had couples coming over this weekend. We canceled it.
Yeah.
I mean, without even having gotten and picked her up yet.
Can't swing when everybody's sick.
No, I mean, I took the White Rocks out of the yard. I put the fishbowl away. I said, later, this can wait.
I didn't know he had White Rocks in the yard.
Yeah.
Really exciting.
You got to come through the neighborhood.
Been invited.
It's more of a come as you are type deal. But the thing
my
is.
My hands off his trash can, though.
I could see a year ago saying, well, you know, we'll hang in the basement and she'll be upstairs and we'll roll the dice. But you can't do that anymore
because
people are hyper aware of what's going on.
You gotta embrace it.
You do. You absolutely do. Yeah, it's tough. It's really, and this is, I love her so bad. This is really hard. I'll just say that as a dad.
And you
get it. You get it.
Oh, I get it. I get it. But I appreciate you've probably already covered it, so you can tell me, Oscar. But we're living with a new normal, new low level of sort of mild panic, and we need to figure out how to walk forward. And you know, when I'm done here, I'm going to go into the restroom and I'm going to wash my hands and I'm going to go back to work. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a good plan.
Does that sound right?
And you know what? You're done.
Yeah, thank you.
We're good.
Out. We do appreciate
Charlie Bernie.
Thank you.
Bernie out.
Bernie out.
All right. So we're going to wash our hands. We're going to do the best we can. We're going to stay positive. We're going to be smart about
it. You will stay home next week?
Absolutely. I will. Absolutely. you will not see my face
figure that
anywhere.
Out.
No, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. But the thing is that one of the things Julia wanted to do when she came home was come in here. Because she's doing some stuff she's doing some video production, and I'll have to be the one to say, I'm sorry, Oscar says no.
Here's a MacBook Pro.
And also,
work from home.
We're going to burn your stuffed animals. Please enjoy. When we come back, I got some questions.
Please.
And we'll change the topic.
Nice.
I'm going to wash my hands. We'll be back after that.
Hello, this is Bernie Sanders talking to you about the shopping center at TMOS. You got the Target.com, Macy's.com, and my favorite, Walmart.com, where I go every month to buy new sneakers.
Sneakers!
I buy my sneakers at Walmart.com through the TMOS website. It's marvelous. You'll love it. And you're stimulating the economy, and you're getting health care for everyone. All right, I know they're not related, but just remember this. TMOS Shopping Center, Walmart, Bernie Sanders, sneakers. Are we clear? Thank you, and good evening.
I'm glad he didn't do Elizabeth Warren promo because we couldn't run it anymore.
That would not work.
By the way, my mom's going to kill me.
Why?
Because she's listening because it's Friday. Mm-hmm. She listens on Fridays.
Friday!
And so she just heard about Julia through the radio show and not from me.
Oh.
And that's not okay for Grandma.
Aw. Don't go over there, Grandma.
I know. Seniors,
stay away.
Check on the older people.
Oh, she's what? She's 60 something?
She will be 70 in October.
Yeah.
And now you know what? If she wasn't mad at me for revealing.
Why do you have to tell her? You're listening to the show. You get. Here you go.
If it wasn't bad enough to keep the sickness a secret, now I just set her name on the podcast.
He's literally
and
killing.
Her age.
He's killing.
Yeah. Julia's killing everybody.
No, he's not. That's your daughter, for God's sake.
Listen, you want to be healthy, you got to stay hydrated.
You got to be healthy, yes.
You got to be hydrated. Yeah. That's why we love Liquid IV's Hydration Multiplier. It's the best, and you know how much we all love it, but they've got a new product that you got to know about it. It's the Liquid IV Energy Multiplier.
Oh, yes.
You just mix it in water and drink it up. It gives you a sustained energy boost with no crash. See, half of Americans, Mac, report they fight with daily fatigue.
I do that all the time.
You're like the poster child over there for tired. Liquid IV Energy Multiplier gives you sustained energy throughout the day. It's the perfect replacement for coffee in the morning, an all-natural alternative to processed energy drinks. Plus, the lemon-lime taste is delicious, non-GMO, vegan, and of course, free of gluten, dairy, and soy. I love Liquid IV. I always have it in my cabinet. I know you will too. Get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order on Liquid IV's website. Just go to liquidiv.com and enter the promo code TMOS to save 25% and get better hydration and energy. That's liquidiv.com, promo code TMOS. Don't wait. Start fueling your adventures today.
Adventures.
So this weekend is the daylight savings, right?
Yes.
Or daylight saving. You don't
oh my God.
It.
I don't know what it is, but it's the best time of year when you get some light back.
Yeah. And it's spring ahead. Yeah. You got to set all your clocks.
No doom and gloom.
And you know what? It's not as rotten as it used to be because most of our devices that have clocks do it automatically. They change for you, right?
I'm talking about the idea that if you come to work early, which you do.
Yes.
And then you leave late, which now you do sometimes.
Yes.
When it's dark and it's dark.
It's murderous.
That's
your mood.
The worst.
So this
people
is
are literally in, like, you feel the haze that comes around.
Yeah, and also, and this is perhaps a little narrow casting to my own devices, but because of the direction I come into work in the morning.
The sun's gone.
No, the sun is in my eyes.
Oh, you got the sun.
Yeah.
What is it called? There's like a traffic term for that.
Oh, sunlight delays, isn't it? Or
not
sunshine
sunlight
delays?
No, it's a road. It's a glare stare. Something that somebody. I heard somebody,
seventh caller is gonna play glare stare
on like TOP or one of these local stations, and somebody said something. I was like, oh. I haven't heard that lately.
Yeah, but it is, and it's but with this hour shift, that will help that,
yes.
Which is great. And also, they say, you know, you got to change your
sunglasses,
clocks.
Though, right?
I don't, as a matter of fact.
You don't?
I haven't had sunglasses for about a year. I need to get a pair, I guess.
That would stop that.
Well, it helps.
Yes.
But I also use the visor. The
visor's terrible.
No, the visor's great.
No, but it doesn't. I know I used to have that commute.
Right.
I know exactly what you're talking about. It's terrible.
The visor.
Yes.
Got to use the visor.
The visor is terrible. That's one. I would say that of all the things in a car that has been upgraded, like your touch screens and everything else, the visor now should be some sort of display that is tinted.
Like a flip-down iPad?
A flip-down like LED, like you have all your information.
I can see that.
Right?
Yeah, I suppose. But also, I like spring ahead better because on the grandfather clock, you only have to move it one cycle through.
Mac, are we boring you?
No, I'm looking up the sun. It's called sun glare.
Sun glare. Okay, thank you very much.
I like
it's like you're producing.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't do it while you're in here, though, because it looks like we're boring. Okay.
Glare stare is a better name.
Glare stare.
Also, remember, with daylight saving, change the batteries in your smoke detector.
Oh, gross.
Do you remember?
Go out and spend some shekels, buy a Nest.
Remember?
Or tell your phone when it's low.
Was it on Love Lines whenever they would get a caller that was totally messed up?
Yeah.
The smoke detector would only be beeping in the background.
If you want some great classic radio,
the best.
And if you're a fan of Adam Carolla, and I'm not talking about like political Carolla,
Toyota Carolla.
No, there's a lot of his entire show has changed a little bit where it talks about, for my taste, too much about politics. Right.
Right.
You can say the same thing for our show at a certain point.
Yeah,
as
cake
well.
And cookies is the same thing.
When he was on terrestrial radio. I guess my favorite memories when we used to do a 1 hour show when we were cutting our teeth in radio on WHFS.
Oh, and I bet you had to fight tooth and nail to get 1 hour.
It was Sunday night at midnight, so technically Monday night.
Yeah.
That 1 hour.
So on Daylight Savings, your show didn't even exist.
Didn't even exist.
Gone. What happened?
We were on after Loveline, and when we finally got a gig, it was nights, and then Loveline would come on.
Right.
So Chad and I evening drive, and Chad and I would get off and start driving home in different directions.
Sure.
but listening to Loveline.
Uh-huh.
So what you would hear is Adam in his Adam Kroll in his voice pick, and Dr. Drew's there as well.
Yeah.
Somebody call and be like, "Hey, I got this crazy rash," or "I have a friend that has this crazy rash in my groin area."
Sure.
Like, what do you think?
Yeah, in the background.
So the whole time he's basically saying he's got gonorrhea. Dr. Drew, what should I do?
Yeah. Painful drip, drip, drip. And all
then
you're
Adam,
doop.
In a wonderful, like just like a ninja, would slide and be like, "Before we get to what's going on down there, what's going on up there?" And they'd be like, "Up where? My face? No, up above your head in the ceiling."
I can feel my face when I'm with you.
And you, like a surgeon or a ninja, whatever you want to use, he would eventually get to the place and he would use that entire talk break.
Laser
to
precision.
This is why you have gonorrhea, because you let that smoke detector beep for a good 6 months.
Right.
If you're not taking care of that, you're not taking care of down there.
Exactly.
Up there, down there.
Exactly. Like I've heard women say, never date a man with bad teeth, because if he can't brush his teeth, he's a total disaster.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I haven't heard women say that.
Yeah, if you got crooked teeth, dirty teeth, don't date this guy.
That's a little harsh.
You know what?
And I'll go to an orthodontist.
Well, you should.
Oh, I'm sorry, Daddy Warbucks.
My kid's got the straight teeth.
Really? You don't have to pay for it?
Nope.
All right. Well, when you don't. Grandpa has to pay for them.
Well, I just like handing out advice. That's all. Okay. But daylight saving, people make a huge deal of it. I always thought that the people that will like use the following week and say, "I'm so dragging. I can't get used to it. I can't." It never really affects me, because it's also the transition is a Saturday into a Sunday. Take the Sunday to sort of, you know.
Not everybody can do that.
Do what you can. But here's something that's flipping me out. Maryland is voting this week. It was in Annapolis, the state capital of Maryland.
Mm-hmm. Naptown.
They're petitioning to permanently get rid of daylight saving time.
Oh, they should. You know why?
But hold on. Okay, go ahead. I have an answer.
I have lived this.
Oh, because of Arizona.
Yes.
Yes.
It's fan-effing-tastic.
So you don't have to worry, but what
and
about
Hawaii,
this?
By the way, I was just there. Fantastic.
What about, I think in Hawaii they don't even have clocks.
Well, it's either 5 or 6 hours.
Mahalo.
Depending on where you're, what time the zone you're in.
But here's the thing that I question. What about this person that lives in Bethesda and works in the District of Columbia? So do they have to get up at 6 a.m. to be at work at 7 because the D.C.'s in a different time zone?
You're a big dummy.
Why?
Because this is more about not ever addressing it.
Right. But still, it's a time zone issue. And Maryland is.
And it's not just going to be, hey, this one state. So imagine if you had.
Well, this is Maryland lawmakers.
I get this, but it's the DMV overall, right?
So are you saying as goes Maryland, the DMV must follow?
Yeah.
It'll spread.
Okay, like the virus.
Yeah. Yes.
40 to 70% of people will change their clocks.
All states or districts will change their clocks.
If they pull this through.
Now, I would love it.
But okay, that being said, let's say in a theory that is the thing that happens. Mm-hmm. Why hasn't the states that surround Arizona, why haven't they changed?
Well, I don't know an answer to that. I'd be making that up.
Okay.
I would say that.
But here's the thing. I would love to think that this would be a thing that would work, or there's a contingency plan. We'll say, okay, we'll do away with it if Virginia and Delaware and D.C. also do it. But for that initial time, that's weird with that time shift, man, because there are so many Maryland people that leave the state on a daily basis.
I think this is more about technology, right?
Okay.
So you're not going to, right now, Eastern Standard, Mountain Time, whatever time zone you're in, when we make appointments,
right,
we tell people because we don't know where in the world they are.
So would this, but this
so like,
means
so that, I make an appointment with a possible client or somebody,
right,
or even when we do this for some of our advertisers, they tell us they're in Central,
but
because
the thing
they're
is,
in Texas.
But Maryland would only be on Eastern time half the year.
Yeah. What does Hawaii do?
Hawaii is its own time zone. And you see, Hawaii is an outlying issue because Hawaii doesn't have people commuting in.
But in Arizona.
Right.
If I booked a 3 p.m. Eastern Standard, the phone, the computer does everything for me.
Yes, but you see, if you're doing it in Arizona and you're booking something that's on Eastern time, all of Eastern time is the same. But for 6 months a year, if this only goes through in Maryland, Maryland is not going to be on Eastern time. Maryland's going to be on what? Central?
Time machine.
I
don't know what time it is.
I could be wrong, but I'm hoping.
What is it, one or two?
That we would all do it at the same time, or it'd just be an Eastern Seaboard deal, or the federal government finally gets involved and says, it's over.
A very wise man once said, it takes a very sort of person that would think you can lengthen a blanket by moving a foot from the bottom to the top. And that's what daylight saving time is.
A Maryland time zone. So if I have to put MD,
I've got to change my Rolex never again because there ain't no more daylight saving.
Wait, are we the silly geese? Because wouldn't you just, instead of saying Maryland, you just say Central?
Well, yeah, but only 6 months a year. If we continue
to... No. I don't think you understand this. I think this is why this is confusing. And I could be wrong. But
all right.
If this goes away...
Right.
It never changes.
Right.
So it's done. It'll be the new normal.
Right.
And then other states, I think, would follow suit.
Oh, my God. I forgot that we would... If we were to do the same thing, then there would be 6 months a year when we were on Central Time.
Yes.
Or we were... Our time zone is in the middle of the Atlantic.
Yeah. It's going forward. So it's going to be a brand new time zone.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wish everyone would, I've said this before, but I'm going to reiterate. I want to follow this story. Yeah. I'll keep you updated.
Follow the sun.
But if people would just take my advice, Oscar, and that is spring ahead and fall ahead, that means every 12 years we eliminate a day.
Also, if you're doing that math at home and you're like, that doesn't add up, you're probably right.
You're probably right.
You're probably right.
I just know this. If one person does it, we all have to do it, or everyone's going to be late.
A long time ago in Big O and Deeps, we took a deeper dive on why they did this.
It's a farming thing, right?
No, it was a farmer thing, and then people didn't want their kids at the bus stop without, you know, half the year, well, during the school year, the majority of the school year, without any light out. But let's be honest. Like, we all got iPhones. They got flashlights.
That's this right. was my favorite bit. You and Chad said, lighter, later, screw the kids.
F the kids.
Yeah.
We had a whole thing for like 3 years.
I didn't know we tapped in.
Lighter, later, F the kids.
Classic radio. Mm-hmm. It's fun. All right, we're going to take a break. Come back and screw the kids. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You asked and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen, and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Maddie, that was you in that promo. Stand by for a question in just a moment.
All right, okay? I'm ready.
New hot text from my mother. She called Julia, of course. Julia's feeling a little better.
What?
Julia's feeling a little better.
How did that happen within the 57 minutes we've been up there?
Because my mom is busy, busy, busy. And also it makes me think that it might be food poisoning and not a flu. We'll see.
I'm
giving you an update.
She's all of a sudden feeling better.
She said feeling a little better. I'm getting this secondhand. All right. It's not irresponsible reporting.
I just feel like you got yelled at and now you're trying to cover your tracks.
Want to see the text?
No. I don't want to touch your phone.
That's right. Can I?
We're good.
Can I lick my finger and touch you?
Sure.
Okay.
Just after the show.
You know what I wish? I wish
slightly
we
slightly drag it down the side of my.
Computer. I wish this conversation was over. And don't you wish instead you were at the post office right now?
Yes.
Not me,
pal. No.
I don't want to be at the post office. No. Because running a business or keeping up with your schedule takes a lot. And sometimes there aren't enough hours in the day. You've got better and more important things to do than hang out at the post office. That's why you need Stamps.com. Because anything you do at the post office, you can do at Stamps.com. Their on-demand postage means you can skip the trip to the post office. Thank you. And you can save money with discounts that you can't even get at the post office. Stamps.com brings you all the service of the U.S. Postal Service right to your computer. And time isn't the only thing you'll be saving, Mac. With stamps.com, you can get 5 cents off every first class stamp and up to 40% off shipping rates. So it's no wonder that over 700,000 small businesses already use stamps.com just like us. Hey, if you got a fruitcake, you got it because of stamps.com. Perfect. Right now, our listeners can get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in these letters, TMOS. That's stamps.com, promo code TMOS, and thank you, stamps.com. Woo! Maddie, how is Terry?
Oh, he's the best.
Our cat, you know.
Tiramisu.
And we just have time for a quick break here. Oscar, you sent a very interesting text yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Look, I'm not a cat guy, as you know.
Right.
I had one for 9 days. Now it's on a farm living its best life.
Yes.
But not the farm in the sky over the rainbow, a real farm.
No, a real farm.
In Virginia.
Yeah. Where he can run and dig.
He's good little ass.
Yeah.
Apparently runs the barn. Like, is a city kitty taking care of business?
He's part of the itty bitty kitty committee.
And once in a while, I will get a text and see this barn. I
was a
big cat.
Yes.
Because it is plump.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's feasting on the mice.
Living the best life.
Sure. He's probably very happy. I can't imagine he'd be happy at your house.
So, no. And we got Tonto, so it all worked out.
Yeah, dogs tend to be a little better anyway.
In an effort to, especially during this hyper political season,
mm-hmm.
In an effort to calm my Facebook or Instagram feed,
yes.
I started subscribing to pet blogs,
right?
or really pet groups.
Right.
And every morning I get videos of pets like hugging each other.
Sure.
Or cats doing crazy
things. You will occasionally forward the material, and I'll give you this, it is flippin' sweet. It's very nice.
Yeah, because imagine waking up and seeing like a pig and a dog being best friends.
Frolicking.
Like that makes...
I love it.
How does that not make your day?
Right.
There's an outlier though. Once in a while you'll get like something, like this is a new trend. This text I sent to the team is of a new, grooming trend in the cat world.
Yes.
It was new to me at least, where you can make your cat look like a dragon.
Yes.
Or really a dinosaur.
What it is they are they're removing the hair.
Yes.
And what they remain, the hair that remains looks like scales or
a stegosaurus.
Or a stegosaurus, yeah. Or horns or something like that. And it's very, very sculpted.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I was toying with the idea of getting a pet groomer for Maddie's
Tiramisu.
Cat, kitty, where we would, as a show, front, or I would probably, because Mike would not sign off on this, I would front the dollars, as Mac has finally seen
Mac
this.
Mac has just seen the photo, yeah.
To get Terry, if she's up for this, to be groomed like a small stegosaurus.
Now, I'm wondering, Maddie, would you be okay with the hair trimming, and would you further be okay with when the people take it one step further and dye the hair, so it does look like a dragon?
I don't love the dyeing of the hair, but the sculpting is fun.
Yes.
But we haven't groomed him yet, so I don't know how he's going to react, but I am not against this
You mean
all.
You haven't brushed the cat at all?
No, we've brushed him, but like I haven't taken him to the groomers for a professional thing. Cats clean themselves.
You don't do that for cats. Yeah, lick, yeah.
Yeah, so
yeah.
I'm
just like
nervous.
How I get Oscar sick.
We just sit there. He likes me. I like him.
So you would allow it?
I think so. I would. I just would want to see how he would react being handled so much.
Right.
But I really like the aesthetic. I think it's hilarious.
I think it would be. It would feel really weird to pet a cat. Because have you ever held one of those bald cats?
Oh yeah.
Okay. What does that feel like? I can't imagine.
Like a foreskin.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Like a big penis.
Wow.
You ask, I'll give you an answer.
All right. So, Maddie, there's that to consider as well.
Great.
Thanks. So, also, there's one that I particularly like where it looks like a ridge of dinner rolls down the cat's back. And also, I think you have to play with, what color is Tiramisu?
He's black and white.
I see. And red all over. but so I would think that the brown looks nice like that. Black and white, I think we might want to go something dragon-y.
So there's a pet, like a mobile pet groomer.
Yeah.
If they're up for this, are you willing? And it doesn't have to happen here while we're at work because then you have to bring the little cat and maybe that's
not
the best.
Oh, Santo's probably not, you know.
Oh, no, I'm fine with it. For me, it might be something that rolls up to your condo.
Right.
Or home, whatever it may be, and then just takes care of him. He can get right back upstairs.
It'd be great. And John will be at home anyway because he doesn't do much, right?
Right, yeah. He's fine. He can groom him himself.
Hey, John can try. No, you don't want to.
No, he'd mess that up so much.
Going halfway.
Yeah, right? No way.
Yeah. No,
but if we're willing to pay for this, you're willing to make Terry Ranosaurus?
I totally would. I don't think John would like it, which makes me like it even more.
I love it.
Don't even tell him.
Yeah.
Be like, look.
Just
look what the show did.
Here I'm a Rex.
Yes.
I love it. All right.
He'd be a celebrity on Instagram in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah. The cat could have its own account. Yeah. Trending. Cat. Tiramisu.
What do you think?
I am so down. Let's do it.
This is exciting because you know what this really is.
Showbit.
This is Cat 2020. All right.
You know what? The big reveal.
Exactly.
Online.
Before we go to break, Oscar, I need an adjective.
Oh, look at this. Person, place, or thing?
No, an adjective is a descriptive word.
A descriptive word. Dirty.
Dirty. All right.
I'm looking at Mac.
Mac, I need a verb.
Growing.
Growing?
Growing.
Grow would be the word. Okay.
I'll mess this up.
Please, do the best you can. Maddie, I need a plural noun.
Geese.
Geese. Pony, I need a regular noun.
Hat.
Oscar, I need a verb.
It's an action, right?
That's an action word.
Running.
Run. Running into Jaren.
Damn it!
Mac, I need a number.
52.
One of the most comical numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Maddie, I need a verb.
To poke.
Poke. Pony, I need a verb.
Eat.
Okay. Oscar, I need an article of clothing.
Windbreaker.
I knew you would say it.
Thank you.
All right. A verb ending in ing. I'm sorry, Mac, I need a noun.
A noun, tree.
Tree. And I need an adjective from Maddie.
Bald.
Okay. Just like your cat.
I love it. Verb ending in ing, pony.
Going.
Weak, plural noun, from Oscar.
Oh, hey.
Hey, okay, it's good. Mac, I need a noun.
Cat.
Top of mind. Maddie, I need a noun.
Chrissy Metz.
She is a person, place, and a thing.
She's killing.
She is. Pony, I need a noun, a plural noun.
Food.
Food. And Oscar, I need a noun. We're almost done.
Oh, God. Condom.
Dirty. Need a noun from Mac.
Let's see. Stegosaurus.
Like, because of the cat. Yes. Of course. Verb from Maddie.
Boogie.
Okay, Pony. I need a noun.
Telephone.
Telephone. And the last two, Mac. Let's go in reverse order. I need a verb from you.
Let's see. Why am I blanking? Shining, action. Shining, shine.
Shine. And the last one, Oscar, I need a noun.
A noun. Oh, God. Octopus.
Octopus. Hey, guess what? We've completed our bonus package. Woo! Spot, and we'll be back in a second, and I'll read you how it turned out.
You.
Also, the Audio Vault, last one of the week. When we return, this is the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, St. Paddy's Day is on the way. And you got a list of things you gotta get. Corned beef and cabbage, check. Carrots and potatoes, check. Rye bread and mustard, check. Beer, check, check, check. Now there's one thing missing off that list, and that's the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. It's an hour of uncensored, unfiltered fun that's even better than your mother's Irish soda bread. So head over to the MikeO'MaraShow.com right now. Click on the Bonus Show banner. Now let's head back to the pot of gold that's at the end of our rainbow.
That's right, Rob Spiewak. Thank you very much, Paulie. Appreciate it. And Paulie, thank you for the email about Record Store Day. I will be in touch.
Ooh.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus show, Oscar.
All right.
And now some very dirty words about the best way to grow your time, the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Every week we gather up a bunch of geese and all together sit in a hat and run for an extra 52 minutes. Fun! You'll poke so hard you'll eat your windbreaker. Plus, it only costs pennies a day to subscribe. It costs less than feeding a bald tree. Nothing is off limits. We might ask Pony about doing his Japanese hay.
This is working out.
Oscar might talk about Podcast Village's brand new cat. Maddie might talk about how our cat likes to play with Chrissy Metz. And Rob might talk about his boyhood job of selling food. Yes, the bonus show is a place where the condom can really hit the stegosaurus, so you don't want to miss it. Just boogie the telephone. www.MikeO'MaraShow.com. It's your passport to the Asport. The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Buy it now before Mike, Rob, and Oscar decide to shine and eat a big octopus.
Ooh.
That is what you need to do.
Perfect.
Please, please buy that bonus
Perfect.
Show. All right? This is the Audio Vault for Friday, March 6th, 2020.
Yes.
Oscar, this to me sounds like a living hell. And this is from someone who actually enjoyed spending a night in a wax museum. Buffalo Wild Wings, one of my least favorite restaurants in the world,
on record,
is now saying that for a fee, not for a fee, if you enter and win, four people can spend the first 2 days of March Madness living in a Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, wow.
And they're going to provide cramped dorm-like bedding where you can stay and also be observed by people at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Whew.
They will provide wings and beer.
I think this is your typical radio stunt. The problem is that you usually have to stay about 48 hours to get your service at the Buffalo Wild Wings.
Seems
so
like it. Anyway, here's their promo.
That takes some time.
What's the best way to watch March Madness? It's sleeping at the bar. Introducing B&B Dubs. It's a bed and breakfast in a B-Dubs. Only there's no fancy soaps, and we don't serve breakfast. Can we?
So that's their deal. I don't know.
I don't mind it. It's just the service is so poor.
It's the worst.
That you feel like, I don't want to stay here longer. The games are going to be on.
And I have to ask, Maddie, have you ever been?
Absolutely not.
Oh, good. You see?
The disdain.
I think that's right. Congratulations to Katy Perry.
Oh.
With child.
Oh, I heard.
Orlando Bloom slipped one past the goalie, and they've been engaged for just over a year, but she is now no longer hiding it. It's funny. She said, I'm tired of having to suck it in or hold a big purse.
Mm.
So she's very
congratulations.
Excited. Yeah, Katy Perry.
There's a lot that will be happening this summer. Not only will I be giving birth, literally, but also figuratively to something you guys have been waiting for. I am excited. We're excited and happy. And it's probably the longest secret I've ever had to keep.
I think the most exciting thing is that Orlando Bloom's brother, Matt Bloom, will now be an uncle.
I'm so proud of him. I'm so proud.
That's going to be a good-looking kid. All right. There is an internet phenomenon that sort of has gained some speed the past couple days. She is a six-year-old Asian child named Miu Miu.
Mm.
M-I-U-M-I-U. She is 6 years old.
Okay.
And they posted this clip on the YouTube. And what they said is her message, but she's six. She apologized. She says, I apologize. My English isn't very good. Mm. But she is playing the guitar and singing at the same time. Listen to a kid at 6 years old. Just the fact that she can do a bossa nova meter on a guitar.
Is that a full size?
Did they say what country she's from?
No. Yeah. I tried to scroll down and I could not see.
Bank China. Because if you're quarantined for a month,
you can figure out how to play guitar.
Yeah,
sure.
Something
why not?
Constructive to do.
But anyway, I will actually subscribe to her page because that blew my mind.
Very sweet.
Little hands. And you know, it requires finger strength on an acoustic guitar to hit those chords right.
Got a month.
Oh, wild. Yeah.
She's got a family member's musical daughter.
Get in there and do it again. We're not posting yet. All right. What is the typical way that people wake up in a cartoon? They indicate morning by a rooster crow, right?
Yes.
It almost seems pleasant, right? Until I found about this breed of rooster. This breed of rooster is called the Sanjak Long Crower. Their crows typically last from 10 to 20 seconds. How would you like to hear this every morning? Just so you know, that's only 9 seconds. They usually go about 20.
This is terrifying.
Right? I could not stand it.
A quiet place should use that.
No wonder the farmers are adding an hour of darkness. They don't want to hear
straight
that.
Out of a horror movie.
They don't want to hear that.
Feel free to steal that and make that your alarm.
It'll
really
wake
make your family happy.
Are you familiar with a fellow by the name of Nathan Thompson?
No.
He got arrested this week. He's a flat earther. And he went onto a playground and started forcing flyers onto elementary school children. So I did a little bit of a deep dive. He loves two things, mental acuity and flat earthing. And one of the things he does in his documentary a lot is bounce ping pong balls on hammers of different sizes.
Okay.
He says it helps keep him sharp, but also he explains why he does the flat earth thing. So if this doesn't convert you, I don't know what will.
About 14 months ago, my brain coach, Michael Lavery, said, Nathan, you gotta look into flat earth. Then I realized why they're hiding the truth. It's because they don't want anyone to know anything. So they can inject you with their vaccines and their public schooling.
I just feel like I have an obligation to tell people, you don't live on a spinning ball. I've been telling them for years you didn't come from monkeys. Did you know they made up dinosaurs?
Did you know they made up dinosaurs? Shut up.
Brain coach.
Right?
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 I've never heard that term before.
But how about?
I think it's pretty made up.
Yeah, but the flat earth, I get that. You know, didn't somebody just famous to just die trying to prove the earth was flat?
Yeah,
well, like on a rocket ship.
He built a steam-powered rocket that crashed in 8
didn't
seconds.
Didn't work out. Yeah, he thought it was Back to the Future.
You know what else? This lasts 8 seconds. Three, two. One. Okay.
Thank you.
So, but anyway, the thing is, I'm okay with him bouncing his ping pong balls. I'm okay with him having a brain coach. I'm okay with him screaming that the earth is flat. More power to you. Don't go give flyers to elementary school kids. No. That's not okay.
Like, it says no solicitation.
Exactly.
For anything.
That's right. Even
anything.
Even brilliance.
I'm sure.
I'm excited because Miley Cyrus is starting to promote the fact that her new record's coming out and it's going to be a lot of rock and roll.
I think it's going to be a smash.
And she sounds like a 40-year-old man.
We're getting like super close. I'm feeling the urgency and I am definitely actively on it and ready to go. I've got some music that is sounding super rock and roll and I'm just excited to share it, but not too much longer.
I hope everybody buys it.
I want to give her a pass because these are morning show interviews.
It's Australian morning, though, so it's evening for her.
Disregard.
Okay, thank you.
Disregard.
Also, as we talked about the coronavirus, we shall close today with the coronavirus. Big news. Now, we used to have Starbucks as a neighbor.
Yes.
And Starbucks is a great company. They make a lot of great things, and they are actually being very, very proactive.
Everyone's doing their part with the coronavirus. Starbucks just announced they are cleaning their cafes every 8 minutes because of the coronavirus. Yes. Also, they've stopped serving their popular vanilla sneeze latte.
Close that audio vault. No more sneeze lattes, Oscar. You're going to have to go to your second, whatever your second choice is.
They even cups at home, hippies.
Yeah, oh, that's right. They're not letting you bring cups in either. Yeah. Anyway, that's it, folks. Thanks for joining us for another perfect episode of TMOS. Don't forget, you can always reach us. Messages for the weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS, P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Please send us things. Thank you, Mac, for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Charlie Burney, for sitting in today in absentia. And don't forget to spend some time at MikeOMaraShow.com. Thank you for listening, and join us again tomorrow on Monday for the best part of your day. Mike O'Mara will be back.
He's back, baby.
Back, baby. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. And so for Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, Matt Bloom, and Maddie Masiello, this is Rob Spiewak saying so long, everybody.
There is a bonus show this week.
Yes, there is. As a matter of fact, Dog Talk.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Omera Radio Entertainment.